And we're back here on In Focus. Brandon Peoples joined by Christy Ingalls. Ray and Maxine Coffey here as we talk about the upcoming Kevin Coffey Memorial Blood Drive here coming up November 15th and November 16th. And, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the details from that blood drive happening next week and kind of what are some of the goals you have, Christy?
Well, for Thursday, we have a goal of 141, and then on Friday, 106. So a large amount of blood that we're hoping to get from the Manhattan community. And so we're really asking people to come in, step up, and roll up their sleeves. The holidays are obviously just right around the corner. This blood drive, you know, it seems like November 15th. That's a long time away, but that's like, what, 10 days? So the holidays will be here very soon. And during that time, we experience a real dip in donations. We do have fewer people coming in to donate just because they're traveling, and that also causes an increase in need for blood. And so we want to make sure that that's there. We do currently have we're in a critical need right now for type O blood, and that's O positive and O negative. The O pos donors, they can give to 85% of the population. They're, you know, we always make a big deal about our O-neg donors, those O-neg heroes who can give to everyone. But O-positive is actually the most transfused blood type. They can go to any positive, an A-pos, a B-pos. And so they are actually the most transfused, where the universal donor, when they're in an emergency, those you know, emergency room personnel, they can reach right for that O-negative blood and have it on the shelf. So it is very important that we have that type of blood, but then, you know, not to discount those A's and B's and ABs, because if they have that blood, I'm a B positive donor. And so if they have my blood, then they're able to give that to a B pos. That saves that O for somebody, you know, like an O donor who needs it. So it's really important to have all those blood types right there on the shelf when it's needed.
Talk a little bit about the process in giving blood here, and maybe, you know, I know usually appointments are preferred.
Definitely, yes. We do give first priority to our appointment donors, and so definitely want to go online. You can go to redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. You can download our blood donor app, which will actually – it's a really cool app. It's got your blood type on it. It tells you where your blood went. It's kind of a journey of all the places that you've donated. So that – and you can make those appointments there. It's got your donor card on it, so I just can't sell it enough. And then you can also call our toll-free number. It's 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767, and get those appointments. I know we do still have appointments open both days, and so I'd highly encourage you to go in and make that appointment. You know, before you come in to donate, we want to make sure that you've got lots of iron-rich food in your system and lots to drink. So lots of juice, water, and Gatorade, just to make sure that you're feeling good and able to donate that one pint of blood. And then we also have now the Rapid Pass. So this gets you through a little quicker. Once you come in, you've already answered your questions. You've read over your information. And so you do that the day of your donation. You come in. We check you in. You do a little mini health physical that consists of taking your blood pressure, your temperature, and your iron. This is just because, you know, someone sick is receiving that blood, somebody who's not feeling well, and we want to make sure that you are. So, and we want to make sure that you're healthy and you can give up that pint of blood. So we do that, and then we bring you out to the bed where it takes about 5 to 10 minutes to do the actual blood donation. And then we go over to the canteen, and Kevin's Drive is one that's really unique, where the coffee is actually reach out to area local businesses to get really good food, and I'll let them tell you the awesome food that we have.
Well, there's always good refreshments at the blood drives here in Manhattan. Christy and the volunteers do an awesome job at that. For Kevin's Drive, we have typically done Cox Brothers Barbecue, and that's just a real a great thing to see when you're done donating blood. That's the afternoon part of the drive. And then the next morning, on Friday morning, we have Varsity Donuts. And then so we want to make sure people are refreshed after they give that blood.
Well, that sounds great. You know, barbecue is usually a good draw for anything.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. You can't beat that.
Well, all right. And what about shirts? You're going to have shirts available as well?
Yes. The coffees actually donate shirts to everyone who comes in to donate. Each year it has a new design that
Lauren Harms. She's another Manhattan High School graduate here who Now works in New York City as a book cover designer for Little Brown Publishing, but Lauren is the one who's been doing the shirts the last few years. And so they're specific to each drive, and it's just a good way. It's not only a good acknowledgement of the donation that a person has made or the effort they've made to come in and present as a donor, but also it's good promotion for that blood drive and for future blood drives year-round, because blood is needed year-round, and it's a good visible way to support that.
And this year the shirts are purple, is that correct?
They are.
Violet.
Ultraviolet. They're the Pantone color of the year, so it flatters everyone.
And it is really neat. You know, I'm at all six blood drives throughout the year, and so I get to see donors coming in, and you know, they'll wear the shirt from that year or the shirt from the first year that we did these. It's just really cool to see them, and they really wear them with pride, and it's neat to see them around the community, too. I know Ray and Maxine have run into people, you know, in the community that they didn't even know who came in to donate wearing that shirt. And so I just think it's a really cool way to – you know, remind people about the importance of donating, but then also it's got the number of pints that have been collected and or donated, I guess, in honor of Kevin. And I think that's a really huge statement, I think, just for the coffees and for the community at whole. So I think that's pretty great.
Well, and you never can predict disaster when you know,
right,
blood's going to be needed here, but you know, we hear things, hurricanes, tornadoes.
Snow on Thursday.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yes. So we want to always have that blood there on the shelf. It does take about 48 hours to 3 days to have that blood ready. So by the time that you donate the blood, we get it back, have it tested, it does take about 3 days to have it ready to go out to the hospitals. And so especially, like I said, you know, holidays coming up, and then we've been hit, the country has been hit quite badly with hurricanes. And so it's just really important that we have people stepping up to donate blood. You know, winter and summer are our hardest times to collect because of holidays, sporting events, you know, vacations, and then just people are busy, you know. So it's really important that we have people. We don't have our high school donors coming in as much in the winter and summer, and so we're really hurting when we don't have those. So we just really encourage people, you know, if you're out there listening and thinking, you know, some way to give a gift this holiday season, I'd say this is the one. This one can help save three lives. And like I say to all of my high school students when I talk to them, I always say, think if you needed that blood, how many people would that affect? Not just you yourself, but all of your parents, your family, your friends, everybody who gets to spend another holiday with you because that blood was there.
Absolutely. We're talking with Christy Ingles, Ray and Maxine Coffey, the upcoming Kevin Coffey Memorial Blood Drive, Thursday and Friday, November 15th and 16th. Thursday will be from noon to 6, Friday 7:30 to 1 p.m. This will be at St. Thomas More, located at 2900 Kimball Avenue. And again, with registration, you mentioned you can go online, and it's pretty simple, right?
It's very simple, yes. And if you don't want to go online, call us at 1-800-733-2767 or, yes, redcrossblood.org, or download our app, and we can get you an appointment.
And I find it interesting here that Kevin had donated more than a gallon of blood by the age of 19. Can you just talk to the impressiveness, first of all, of that, and maybe a little bit more about why this was so important to him?
Well, the first pint of blood that he gave, a friend of his was on student council at Manhattan High, and she said, Kevin, I need people to sign up for the blood drive. He came home. He had a bandage on his arm. I said, what's that? And he says, I gave blood today. And I said, didn't you have to have our permission? And he said, no. He says, I'm 17. I can make that choice myself.
Do
and
what
so,
I want.
And so... So he found out that he was O negative, and from that point on, he was committed to give blood when he was in Manhattan over the summer and when he was at Temple University his freshman year. And unfortunately, the bus accident took his life the beginning of his sophomore year. He was taking a random trip to Toronto, Canada, and the bus driver missed his turn and hit a bridge, and Kevin and three others were killed in the bus accident. But Temple University has been amazing. They rented a bus and brought 17 of his friends to Manhattan, and that was the first time we met any of them, and we're really close friends now. So And we get to see them every time we go out to Temple for the blood drive. So that's pretty cool.
And, you know, the friendships developed, obviously that's a big thing. There's a lot of continuity here. It sounds like you guys have been together 9 years. Christy, you can talk a little bit about the continuity here.
Yeah. I mean, I've been with the American Red Cross for 15 years now. It seems like forever, I guess, but short too. But yeah, I was there for the first phone call from Ray and Maxine after Kevin passed away. And as sad as that was, I'm very thankful for our friendship and I'm thankful for these people in my life. So, you know, as I just am so grateful for them and everything that they do, not only for me, but for the American Red Cross to make sure that blood is there on the shelves when it's needed.
Well, and thank you just doesn't even begin to cover it. We're so fortunate not only to have Christy as a person and a friend and her dedication to the Red Cross, but to have that continuity here in the Midwest is just really something special.
All right. Again, Thursday, November 15th, Friday, November 16th, that's when the blood drive takes place, noon to 6 on Thursday, 7:30 to 1 p.m. on Friday at St. Thomas More, 2900 Kimball Avenue. Guys, thank you so much. We're about out of time, but thank you for being here and sharing your story.
Thank you. Thanks for letting us come on.
Thank you.
And we'll continue on with In Focus right after this on 1350 KMAN.
What an incredible legacy. Neat things. It's 8:29. The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University. Kids 18 and under get tickets for half price. Visit the McCain Performance Series website for the latest news on the best shows in the Flint Hills.
Dr.